Okay. I know my friends talk bad about me about this one, but I'm gonna put it out there. You can fight me later. Nobody can play Blade but Wesley Snipes. I said it. That's it. Nobody. Sure, they can go get some young actor and teach him how to kung fu and put the leather on him and cut the symbols in his hair, but it won't be the same, will it? It won't be that magic that we got in the first film, or man, that classic sequel that we got from Guillermo del Toro. Come on, y'all. Nobody can play Blade but Wesley. I think that Netflix is missing an opportunity. They've already given us a mature version of our characters with the Defenders and with Luke Cage, Iron Fist, Jessica Jones, Daredevil. And that all takes place in Hell's Kitchen, but eventually the adventures in Hell's Kitchen are going to play out. The adventures in Harlem are going to play out. The New York backdrop is going to play out. And then what are we going to do? I propose that they go West Coast. And do what, you ask? Well, if you're a comic reader like I was, then you know that Blade eventually teams up. He teams up with the other vampire hunter, or a team of vampire hunters, one of which being Frank Drake, and the Private Eye, Hannibal King, who Deacon Frost bit and killed, turning him into a vampire. He became a vampire Private Eye. And together they form the Night Stalkers. And if you guys have never read the Night Stalker comics, I would implore you to read those comic books, because you're going to see what I'm talking about, man. You're talking about, man, Ghost Rider and Lilith and Blaze and Morbius, Doctor Strange, Darkhold Redeemers, man. It's all, man, it's they're you're introducing a whole supernatural shit that goes bump in the night type of atmosphere into the Marvel Netflix arena, and all and most of it takes place and have it take place in LA. Man, you're talking about vampires and werewolves and demons and succubus and all kind of shit that they can add to this thing, and have Blade, have Wesley Snipes be in that. He would be perfect. You know, I know Wesley's a little long at the tooth. I know he's a little bit older, but come on, this is the thing about me and my disgust with a lot of people getting mad about Wesley still playing the role. And I don't want to bring race into it, but come on. Man, when white actors get old, they still get to do their shit. Robert Downey Jr. is like in his 50s. And he still gets to play Iron Man. Granted, most of his action is in the suit. I get it. But he ain't young. Man, Sly Stallone is still making action movies. Arnold Schwarzenegger is still making action movies. Bruce Willis is still making action movies. And these dudes is old. These dudes in their 50s and 60s, damn near 70s, still making movies. But y'all putting Wesley out the pasture? He still got it. The brother don't look old. You know what I'm saying? He's still in shape. He can still move. He still trains. I don't understand why he can't keep playing the role for as long as he can. That's what they got stuntmen and CG and all that other shit for. I'm telling you, let Wesley play that role in the Netflix series, man. Bring the Night Stalkers to Netflix. I'm telling you, if you read Night, don't even you don't even gotta read the Night Stalker comics. Just look it up. Look up Night Stalker comics. Do me a favor. When you get some free time, look up Night Stalker comics. Look up the characters that are in the Night Stalker comics. Look up the storylines that are in the Night Stalker comics, and tell me that won't be a dope ass Netflix series. It would outshine all them joints that they got out there right now. I'm telling you. I would love to see it. I would love to see them do that. But y'all don't put Wesley out the pasture, man, because he done got old. He still got it. The brother can still act. He's still a presence on the screen. So, Can't nobody play Blade but Wesley. I'm sorry. Fight me.